Hey, gosh, you're on time. Okay, come in. Oh, yeah, a bit chilly, no doubt. Sorry. My studio's pretty bare bones. Great lights, plenty of space, but a bitch to heat. I've got the space heater aimed at the platform, though. And the comforter draped over it. There's an electric blanket underneath. Oh no, no thanks necessary. I get it. I've modeled for friends. It's tough enough to hold a pose without shivering. Between our poses, you can wrap up in the blanket. I brought you a thermos of coffee, too, like you always order it. I even use the same beans. Big perk of being a barista, you know. Free beans. So, yeah. Awkward silence. Listen, thanks for this. I wasn't sure. I had to work up the nerve to ask you. Even though you've been a regular for, what, almost a month now? Oh, I noticed you right away. The easiest order. Whatever's brewed, black, extra large. Initials instead of a three-syllable name on the cup. Always pay by credit card, but never miss the tip jar. Table by the window, or standing next to, this sounds bad, doesn't it? I'm not a stalker, I swear. It's an artist thing. Visual awareness. Line, angle, form, composition. The way the light bounces off the skin of the world. So, the pose. Wait, let me pull it up on my iPad. See? The painting I showed you on my phone. There she is. Half reclined on her bed, little dog at her feet, hair unbound. One hand full of roses and the other resting over her pussy. She's desire. And she's satisfaction. Incarnate. And she knows it. So you're gonna be the male version, yeah? Yes! It is Titian's Venus of Verbino. You're into art? Ah, the magic of a Google Images search. Hey, props for giving a rat's ass. Yeah, Google knows all, shows all. Careful what you set free on the internet, because Google never forgets, either. Once you're settled, I'll walk around and just look. No, I don't need you to copy her pose. I want a man, in all his alpha male glory. Not a man posed as a woman. But maybe some other time. You might have to adjust your body until it's right. Exactly what I need. But I'll take a ton of photos for reference. You won't have to hold still for long. If we have time, maybe a quick sketch or two? Don't look so worried. It's only a couple of hours. Time will fly by. Sergeant hired musicians to entertain his sitters, but that's not in my budget. Just free coffee and a little cash. And since this is by the hour, I need to get started. Could you go ahead and get undressed? Tick tock. All the way? Yeah? It's a nude. I showed you the Venus. You didn't think nude meant naked. Right. I guess you weren't expecting. Never done this before. Right. Okay, not a problem. How about maybe... Got it. Just drape a corner of the comforter over your lap. That work for you? No? Okay, now we have a problem. Well, win some, lose some. Nah, I knew I was taking a chance asking a civilian. Well, thanks for coming by. Would I ask you? No, you aren't pretty. You're better than that. It's the angles formed by the bones under your skin. How they shape your expression. More than individual features, really. And your stance. Attitude. Your gaze. It's direct and reserved at the same time. Bold, but self-possessed. Pulls me. It really pulls the viewer in. Then that hair. Tangled waves flowing down past your shoulders. Like one of those visionary Old Testament prophets of Dore's. Cleaned up a little. Or maybe one of the younger good-looking saints. Sebastian. Or St. George, kicking some dragon ass. There's that tilt at the corner of your eyes. Contrast of light and dark. Texture of your beard against your cheek. Angle of your jaw. The curve of your upper lip. And how your throat. Sorry, didn't mean to touch you. What? Changed your mind? Really? You sure? No, I'm in. Hey, I'll start now before you change your mind again. Now, just step up, yeah, and sit comfortably on the platform. We'll start with you dressed. Just get you used to me walking around and looking at you. Look towards your left. Your other left. So, got any questions about how I do this? The drawings pinned to the wall? Studies for work in progress. On the far right? oh, yeah, that sketches you. It's one of my good ones. It's got a little sprezzatura. It's Italian. It means a certain nonchalance. An effortless ease. Some people have it, you know? It's what I tried to catch. That ease and grace, the brightness, how alive you are. In as few lines as possible. Same goes? Well, thank you kindly. No, you're right. I never wear my hair down at work. Straight as rain and way too long. Try leaning back. Weight on your hands. Yeah, just like that. Tell me, what do you do when you're not swilling my coffee? IT engineer. You write software? Nice. Accompanying unit tests and the appropriate documentation. Uh-huh. Interesting. That's one mystery solved. How you come and go at all hours. Flex time, right? Explains how you're employed with that hair, too. Me? I think it's badass. Yeah. Company dress code? You must wear clothing. Mm-hmm. What about off-site meetings? Do those clients freak out? Call for security? Jaws drop, eyebrows raise when you're introduced. I bet they do. I'll bet they are amazed. Because you're just that good. Yes, that look, just now. Whatever you were thinking, think it again and look at me. Yes. Could you turn your head? Not your body. Hold your shoulders still. Angle toward me. Now slowly turn your head, just your head, toward the window. Eyes on me. Yeah, like that. Tilt your chin up. Just, yes. Perfect. You can take your shirt off now if you're comfortable with that. You're shy. In a man as hot as you, it's stinking adorable. In a model, it's a total fail. Sorry, I'll pay you for the first hour, but you should probably. Tell you what, how about we both take off our clothes? Why not? Nudity's no problem for me. Grandma raised me on a commune. Maybe if the dynamic is more reciprocal, if we're both revealing something, you won't feel so uncomfortable. I'll start with my t-shirt. Yeah, nothing fancy, just a camisole. I'm quite accurately Rubenesque. More Siberian than Sphinx. Yeah? Sure, I could take your shirt off for you. No, I don't mind. Not at all. I'll just undo the buttons. Nice and slow, no sudden moves. Easy now. I'll slip it off your arms. Done. See? I don't bite. Let me get your boots as long as I'm already down here. No, no problem. I'll just untie the laces and pull left and right. There. That's done. Now lie back. Put your weight on your left side. Prop up on your left arm, the right arm down. No, here. Along your body and your hand resting. Yeah, right there. Now give me that look again. Lord of all you survey. Vulcan. Botticelli's Mars. Right knee up? Sure, that works. The Barberini Fawn. Very nice chest, too. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Keep your eyes on me. Your expression is fucking perfect. Okay. Let me upload these photos to my laptop and I'll grab my sketchbook. You can stand and stretch. Oh, shit. Shit. Oh, come on. Damn it! Ugh. Not uploading. Who the fuck knows? The drivers, maybe? Fuck. You want to take a look? Be my guest. Fucking technology. A good servant, but a bad master. No offense. Wait, what? You sorted it out just like that. It's fixed. Oh, the loading. Thank you. What do? I just keep hitting keys until I'm completely fucked. Then I unplug it and plug it back in again. That's my big fix. You're amazing. Just swooped in, took over, and bam! You knew exactly what you were doing. Thank you so much. Oh, sorry. Excessive gratitude. Won't happen again. It will? Well, at least now I know why you didn't want to get naked. That's a pretty impressive hard-on. Erect would be an understatement. So where were we? Oh yeah. I'm supposed to be taking my clothes off. There. My jeans are off. Your turn. Want to see if I'm as wet as you are hard? Mm. the bed. But the comforter is warm. Oh God, keep touching me. Oh, yes, like that. Here's the platform. Have a seat. She cuck hard for me. So hard. Hard as fucking granite. I can help you with that. I can put my hand over your hand and we can stroke you together. Yeah? Lay back. Let me take you in my mouth. Lick you. Taste you. Suck you in. Don't stop touching me. Just like that. Please. Slide my lips over the wet head of your cock. I can see it pulsing. Your heartbeat throbbing in your cock. I can feel it. You taste so fucking delicious. And you feel amazing in my mouth. Silk over steel. God, I love being here. On my knees, between your legs. My mouth on your cock. Hearing those noises roll up from deep in your chest. Tell me, baby. Tell me if this is good for you. Yes? Tell me exactly what you want. Like this? Or like this? Ah, oh, yes, your hand. Right there. Jesus, the way your breath shakes your words into pieces. Should I suck you in tight? Or ease up and get you sloppy wet? Yeah? Now, let me get my hands on your shaft, all slippery and slick. Squeeze you and stroke. Do you want me to take you into my throat? As slow as I can. As deep as I can. Tell me what you need, baby. What if I just suck the head and cradle your balls in my hand as they tighten up? Taking you in. Slow as I can. As deep as I can. Let me ride your hands. There's fingers inside me. Oh God, stroke my hair. Oh yes. Maybe are you close? Let me, please. Let me swallow you down.
Look at you lounging there, so satisfied. That's a good look for you. Your face. Fuck. That's it. That's the look. That's it. Don't move. Don't think. That's it. Exactly what I needed.
What you needed too, I think. How long would it take me to do the whole painting? Working from life? Not sure. Sargent took 2 years to paint Carnation Lily Lily Rose, but he only painted for a few minutes at twilight. In the summer. And probably faster than that. Can you come back and pose again?
You sure can. Next time, you bring a robe. I'll bring the coffee.